Principles and values. Before we start, principles and values need to be defined. Principles are things like fairness, honesty, integrity, patience, and encouragement. Principles are deep and fundamental. They are not practices. Practices, for example, are a specific activity that may work in one situation, but not in another. Principles are your personal code of right conduct. They work in every situation. We can look at principles as the territory and values as the maps. Values are what you consider valuable or important in life. These values will guide you in the right direction, so you need to be clear about what's most important in your life. Examples of some values are discipline, confidence, importance of teamwork, and flexibility. Remember, you need to be clear about what's important in your life so you can lay a solid foundation using the principles as territory and the values as the maps. Values based on solid principles will help you with things such as self-esteem and making effective decisions. Switched-on parents or guardians generally try to communicate, often without an agenda, and give approval to you as frequently as possible. Part of the reason for this is to encourage you to build a solid base of principles and values. This support from home is unfortunately not always forthcoming. If this is the case, try talking to your older friend or extended family. If you're finding it difficult to communicate with your parents or guardians,
try establishing one set of principles and values that can guide you both at home, in front of your parents or guardians, and also when you are out with your peer group. You must understand that the goal of parenting is to produce responsible and independent adults. Having said that, this is the area where much conflict develops. The adults focus on the teenager being responsible, and the teenager focuses on being independent. More responsibility shown, according to most teenagers, should mean more independence allowed. You as a teenager need to find a balance where you become more responsible as you become more independent. You may be allowed to go out to a party with some friends, for example, and need to call home at a particular time. If all the things that you agreed with your parents or guardians are done, you will show the principle of integrity and the value of discipline. This will in turn show that you are responsible and should allow you more independence in future decisions about where you can go, what you can do, and with whom. Learning to consider others is a part of being a teenager and a peer. For example, some friends may pressure you to stay out very late one night and you don't let your parents or guardians know where you are. Based on their principles and values, you may be confronted with, "I am very angry that you did not let me know where you were, and I was worried about your safety." You need to see things from their perspective, which is one of the challenges of being a teenager. They may be applying the principles of fairness and honesty and the values of discipline indicated earlier. Imagine the relationship you would have with your parents, guardians, and peers if you had a solid foundation of principles and values that were there to help you make conscious choices and decisions easily.
Principles and values will therefore be the foundation of your relationships with your parents or guardians, as well as with your peers. Some teenagers often say that their parents don't trust them, or they don't listen to them. As indicated earlier, this can be turned around by establishing a strong set of principles and values. Write them down somewhere where they won't be lost. Live by them, be true to yourself, and slowly but surely you will gain the trust and respect that you deserve. Remember, know the difference between a principle and a value. Establish a strong set to be used when dealing with everyone. Write them down, live by them, and be true to yourself.